At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss my morning ritual, what really makes us tick at restaurants, childhood memories at Shipshawana, and we give an exclusive Pokemon Go update. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow us on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey bitch!
Hey, bitch.
You told me to hold on, but I refused.
You just dove right in.
It's time to dive.
I was taking a big gulp of water.
Oh, well, you were diving right into your water.
Yes. Splish, splash.
Splish, splash. Do you find hydration to be key?
I do. I mean, living in California, how could you not find hydration
That's
to be key?
That's so true.
You know, I was thinking about that thing we did over the summer where we stayed hydrated a lot the whole time.
Excuse me?
And I was thinking, since being home, I haven't been as hydrated as I was.
What are you talking about?
Well, that thing that we did that we're not talking about.
Drugs?
No.
Oh. I thought that was what you were talking
about. No. On our summer adventure.
Oh.
I felt like it was a lot of us reminding each other, like, stay hydrated, be good to your body.
What's that?
And then since being home, I'm like, you know, I don't ever drink water.
What was the liquid that we would drink during our summer adventure? But it wasn't water.
I know. You loved Pacari Sweat.
Pacari Sweat.
What even is that?
I don't know. I think it's an international beverage. You know, it's like a Gatorade, but overseas.
I didn't love it. It was not my, what's that?
Zhuzh.
No. Don't zhuzh me.
Zhuzh.
No. What's that like Propel Gatorade, the like healthy Gatorade with no sugar?
You know, I went on a date with a gentleman who worked at Propel.
Can he get me some?
I could ask.
Remember that guy we met over at your New Year's party and he said he worked for Gatorade and I said,
bitch, this is the same human. He worked at Propel.
And I said, all Gatorades have orange tops. That's all I had to contribute to him. And he looked at me and he goes, You're right.
Is that true?
Yeah, like classic Gatorades, the top is like an orange little cap.
I just can't bring myself to drink Gatorade because
you know that's my life.
It's just a bucket of sugar.
Electrolytes.
Sugar.
It's got good stuff in it.
You know what I do every morning? I'll tell you. I make my concoction.
What?
Well.
What concoction?
So the first thing I do, I come downstairs.
Okay.
I look at myself in the mirror. I say, good morning.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
In that big circle
Well, you know.
Mirror.
Yes. I love my mirror.
Good morning.
I say, good morning. Well, you know when I come home, what I say when I first walk in the door.
Oh, it's so nice to be home.
No, well, I do say that. But I say, I'm home.
As if anyone's going to answer you.
I live alone.
it's like just the I air conditioned
say, I'm
repairman.
Here. It's me.
And nobody answers.
Anyway, so I make
your
my
shoes way. Are still scattered all around the front door.
When you live alone, you can do what the fuck you want.
Well,
it's different from
right,
when I lived with
right,
you.
You're right. You did it when you lived with me.
Well, I say I'm home. I don't know who I'm talking to.
In case there's like a murderer hiding in the back. I'm home.
It's not really for them. It's more for me.
Did you ever, when I would like come home.
It sets the mood, it's, you know, of my home.
Do you ever come home and you're like scared that maybe there's a murder in your house? So you just go, I see you.
No.
I see
no,
you.
No, I don't do that.
To like
if
try
I'm
to bring
out
them
of my
out.
Mind, if I'm stony baloney and I'm upstairs in my bedroom.
You get a little scared.
I do get scared because there's lots of nooks and crannies and closets. You know, I have those two closets by my fireplace and I just always think there's a killer. There's
those
a killer.
Are closets by the fireplace? What
yeah.
goes in those?
Well, I put my luggage in one and I put a whole bunch of things.
Wow. You're really that
the other one's
is
not
ready
a...
for like a husband.
Yes.
He's got his own closets.
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
And the other one has nothing in it?
Well, some stuff.
I'm curious about what kind of stuff.
Just some things, odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Tings.
Tings.
Yeah, so no murderer is there. No
anyway,
one's
no, the
you
point
come
of the story
home,
was...
What do you do in the morning?
Well, when in the morning, I say, good morning.
I love you. I feel like you look and you get so close to the mirror, you kiss yourself.
I would never smear the mirror.
Oh.
Did you ever play Smear the... What is that? Queer Smear?
Smear the Queer, I think, was a game people used to play in our youngins' day. Not very...
Did anybody do that to you?
Yeah, people would... I remember, like, kids in middle school saying that was a game they wanted to play.
I don't think
that was a thing.
It was
just, like, tackle who has the ball. That's what they called it.
No. I don't think that was a real thing. I think that's, like, a TV trope, you know?
Well, we played it in Michigan.
Oh, you did? Did you? Oh, a big gulp. She's back to hydration.
I took a little sip because my finger wasn't on the mute button.
Baby, I got an Apple Watch. And I'm getting my wrist is Vibration Station Rhythm Nation.
Listen, the Apple Watch was on my list of things to ask you about.
But first,
I want to know about your coffee adventure or whatever you're trying
to get
me to.
It's not coffee. You can't start the day with coffee.
You told me that your coffee machine on your kitchen counter was the only thing you like in your house, or the best purchase you ever made or something.
I do think it is up there with the best purchase in my whole time in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Yeah, my Nespresso.
Nespresso. I find myself the brand.
I feel ritzy. I feel rich.
Yeah.
When I open up that little drawer of Nespresso pots.
You know, when I stayed at your place last, I peeked. I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's a bunch of brickbac. It's a bunch of litter.
But don't
kill the turtles, I think. You know how straws, you can really stab a turtle in the nose or whatever they do.
A Nespresso, they could wear it as a little hat.
They can. It's almost a gift to the turtle population.
Yeah, don't get me started on the garbage-sized Texas floating around in the ocean that's not actually out there.
I was listening to the podcast today because the first episode came out today. We're recording as the first episode came back.
Wow.
Spoiler. We're a little ahead or behind, I don't know.
Right on time,
and
I think.
I guess I wasn't really listening to you, per usual.
Never.
Because you were talking about what? A Texas-sized garbage what?
Did I talk about this last time too?
Yes.
You haven't heard that scientists say that there's like a Texas-sized pile of garbage floating around in the ocean.
I think what they mean,
if you put all the trash together,
yes,
it would be as big as Texas.
Yes.
No, they've.
That's like if you take all your intestines
and spread them out. Go from here to.
Away.
San Francisco.
Yes. You can really go a distance.
You can make it from here to Palm Springs on your small intestine.
Yes.
I don't know. All I know is that they talk about this giant garbage trash floating thing, and I Google it. If there was trash as big as Texas floating around the ocean, there would be aerial pictures.
Okay.
There would. Okay. I mean, I believe there's litter in the ocean and that's a problem, but the size of Texas, I'm not sold.
Well, if you Googled it, maybe Google's trying to hide something. Did you try another search engine? Bing, Ask Jeeves, what's up?
Yeah, I did it all.
Because, you know, they can really hide results.
I asked Siri.
Did you ask Siri? Ask Siri right now.
Yeah. I was on a date with this guy the other day and he was trying
to... Oh, were you?
He was trying
to
figure
out... Did you blow him?
No. Well... Jury's out. He was trying to figure out a math equation.
Was it a hung jury?
We were a little...
What is a hung jury? I was trying to make like
that
a
that means
hung
where they can't
penis.
Make up their mind.
They are hung.
Yeah.
Well, hung.
Like, who can be sure?
Who can ever be sure?
I don't know. Let's retrial.
I hated jury duty. And I didn't even get picked.
Yeah, I remember.
I felt left out, kind of.
You were like, I want to be in this.
Anyway, back to what, I guess? Your hung jury? What's up? Your date?
You're still supposed to be telling a story of what happens when you come down the...
First, tell us about your date, and we'll get back to my morning ritual.
He was like, what is one 16th as a decimal? And I go, bitch, ask Siri. And he goes, I can't ask Siri. She's never done anything for me. That was the whole story. Isn't that nice? To be bullied by Siri? Wow.
I'm going to let you live in
you
your own
silence. You
have nothing
to say.
When something isn't worth replying to, I'll just not reply.
Wow. I guess you have to be stoned and be on my date to enjoy that.
Was it a stoned date?
Yeah, we had a
that
night.
That sounds nice.
We had a nightcap.
Oh. A nightcap of what? Stone?
Yeah, just having a little.
Weed?
A little zhuzh.
A little.
We went and had cocktails and then.
A zhuzh of the brain?
Yeah. It was bad. I mean, it was
so
good.
So you had cocktails or you had weed or you had both?
We had cocktails and then we smoked a little together and had nice conversation. We talked about what it would be like to have a human tail for at least 30 minutes.
So is he getting a second date?
I would go on
Bitch,
a second date.
Bitch, you do have
them.
A human tail. Feel it. What?
Are you talking about your tailbone?
Yeah, once I fell on
on a Segway thing.
No, it's like those like little
hoverboard
shit.
I'm still on the edge of my seat about what happens.
You're edging
when
from your hung jury.
ma'am.
So I make my way downstairs.
Yep.
And I say, good morning. And then I make my way to my kitchen.
Yep.
What was the point of this story?
You told me you'll never believe what I do in the
morning. Well, my morning concoction. But why was I telling you about my morning concoction?
Because you were saying you had a morning. You put on all this.
Well, I'll tell you about my morning concoction, and maybe it's going to get me to the point I was trying to make, but I don't even know what point I was trying to make. The point is, the pointless point, is that I get a cup. I get my big spoons. Oh, you know how God. I have big spoons and little spoons.
I hate all of your silverware, if we're being honest.
Are you kidding? I really love my silverware. Every time I open that drawer, I think, wow, this is nice silverware.
The big spoons are too big. The little spoons are too little. Everything's too heavy. It feels weighty.
Thank God you don't fucking live with me.
I know.
You know what, bitch? You don't have to come over.
I don't. You're right.
Yeah. I hope you BYOS.
Every time I go over there, I bring my own silverware.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I walk to the grocery store.
I think the thing that I hate most in the world is plastic silverware. Not because of the, you know, plastic and the turtles and whatever. But I just...
it's tough to cut with.
I find eating a salad with plastic forks... I just can't... It's almost as bad as a paper straw to me. It takes all of the enjoyment, which is low with a salad to begin with, out of the experience.
How often do you eat? Do you go to like Chopped and you get your little salad and have
I to get
eat
chopped.
It? With
a... I get with a sweet green. I sometimes, you know, I love the Market Fresh. I mean, the Martha's Vineyard salad at Arby's. I get all my salads.
Yeah. What's that other dumb place you always make me go to? In LA,
Mendocino Farms.
Yep.
You know, I found a big old beetle.
A beetle.
In my salad.
At Mendo's?
And I thought, it's nobody's fault, really.
No.
And I just kept eating.
It's anybody's fault, it's the beetle. I think that's the Midwest.
I just cannot fathom going up and being like, there's a beetle, and like as if somebody put it there, you know?
There could be a finger.
It's not their fault.
A full finger. A tooth.
What? Like where do you draw the line?
I really don't think I would.
I'd a be tooth? Like, you wouldn't? Yes, you would.
There could be like a red acrylic nail, and I'd be like, it's probably mine. Whenever I see a hair in my food, I'm like, it's probably mine.
It's like a long, bright neon green hair. You're like, maybe I was wearing wig.
It's your lavender hair from 2013.
Right. Well, you know, lavender is the color of the year, so. I think it's likely at Mendocino Farms. I do feel wronged by that because it tainted the experience.
Have you been back?
I ate around the beetle. Yes, I've been back, and I've ordered the same salad every single time. Are you kidding me? Nothing will stop me. That salad is so good. It's got pink beets. It's got goat cheese. Save your crumb salad.
It's got beetles.
It's got beetles sometimes. Meanwhile, Raymond, you know Raymond, our dear friend Raymond Braun, if there's one thing wrong with a restaurant, he will never go back. Or even if he hears something through the grapevine. Apparently, an Uber driver told him very bad things about a restaurant close to our place, and...
He'll never be back?
He said he's never going to go back.
Well, he should avoid Yelp.
That's what I said. Imagine him saying about the news about trash cans.
Right.
In Whole Foods.
Exactly. He'll never go back to a Whole Foods again.
Well, the crazy thing, not that we use the word crazy because we don't stigmatize mental health, but...
You started telling me a story about Raymond's...
That's what I'm going at. What I was about to tell you.
And I don't think I ever got to hear the whole thing.
So we have a pho place. It's, for lack of a better term, phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
It's really great. The owner, her name is Sue. Every time we go in, we say hi. She's great. There's booths. I love a booth. You know I love a booth. It feels very homey, neighborhoody, swing in, swing out. She sometimes, when she gives us the check, she'll bring over some like sweet treats on the house.
Andy's Mints?
Adjacent. And
like one
time,
of those free peppermints that you get
at them. She gives you like chocolate-covered things. Chocolate covered hazelnuts, chocolate covered this, that, the other.
Wow.
So it's pretty good pho. But now Raymond and I are on a tour around Los Angeles trying to find a better pho place because
nothing sounds
he
worse
wants,
to me.
What? I love pho.
Like a tour of the pho of LA. Who's going to drive downtown?
It's pho. Anyway, so we go to this. Apparently, he went to this place.
Siri has never done anything for me.
Well, you shut the fuck up. He went to this place and the pho. Was not good because the experience of going to the pho place, he said there was garbage everywhere. He said every table was as if everyone just left it once, but they hadn't cleaned a single table. And apparently that was enough for him to never go back. But he goes back.
Okay.
The asterisk is he'll take it home and he'll boil the pho himself.
What do you
just
mean?
Just to make sure it's clean enough.
What?
Is that not the most bonkers
thing?
What
is he boiling?
He buys the pho. He takes it home. He acts like there's nothing wrong with the experience because he still wants to save face with Sue.
Okay.
He
gets pho to go and then cleans his pho.
He brings it home. He boils it himself as if it's like Flint water or something. You know, I don't know. Like, as if.
Can you even boil Flint water?
I think that's what you have to do.
I think you can.
Speaking of which, this is just a reminder. Flint doesn't have clean water. So what are we going to be doing about that?
Nothing.
Cycle babies.
Yeah.
No, we'll do something.
I mean, yeah. I was answering on behalf of Donald J. Trump.
Do something. Oh, yeah. There you go. So that's the that on that.
So I'm just, wait. So the pho comes.
Oh, yeah.
And like, it's already all mixed together or
it's
no?
It's made. She boiled it.
He reheats it up?
And then he takes it home and he boils it again.
Does he wash the noodles in the sink? When I get pho delivered, they have everything like separated and I have to like DIY.
What do you mean DIY?
Like I put the noodles in the broth and I put the little, ooh, what are those?
Sprouts.
Oh, those bean sprouts are so good.
He doesn't
good.
Like sprouts and it might be because of the contamination.
Does he get like an egg?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I could ask. Should we call him?
I think I've
Pho has. Raymond has some particularities.
I think I've had enough.
You know about his French fry thing?
No.
I'm really putting Raymond on blast now.
Should you change his name for legal?
No.
Realities?
No. In fact, here, as a little gift for all the dragging that we're going to do of Raymond today, you guys should tune into Catfish Trolls.
Actually, yeah. You know I've watched every episode.
We should talk about that. He's the co-host with Charlemagne the God, Charizard the Guad, or whatever his name is.
Charizard the God.
Yeah. And it's like Catfish, but they like track down people that are bullying each other on the internet.
Wow.
It's great. But his French fry thing.
I need to know.
So when you go to a restaurant, is there sometimes where you don't wash your hands right before? Like, be honest with yourself.
Yeah. Like at a restaurant? Yeah.
So sometimes Raymond, if he's not able to wash his hands before,
he'll spit on him and lick him.
No. Though a dog's licks are pretty clean.
Why does he not just carry some of the
sanitizer?
Yeah.
That might be a gift I give him.
Yeah. You can get him one of the ones that like now they have the rubber keychain. Yeah.
Ew. What?
When's his B-Day?
You know, sometime
this
year. Check
famousbdays.com.
It's sometime this year. I know. Famous birthday.
So you tell me about his fries. I'll look up his birthday.
Okay. Well, he'll take a French fry.
I'm listening.
He'll eat it to the point where
and then he gives up on the part that was touching.
No spoilers. His thumb and his finger are touching at the very tip. He'll eat it up until that point, and then he'll make a little pile of French fry tips
that have been contaminated with
that
his
have
finger.
Been contaminated.
But
by
what
his...
about like what if
I say Raymond? Is it really that deep? You know what? Do you not eat ass?
What if there's a like? What if is there a burger involved too? What is,
heaven help.
What is he doing?
You know, I don't mean
why
to.
Why doesn't he just eat his fries with a fork?
Everybody's got their own things, okay?
I can't
eat salads with a fork, I guess.
I don't mean to yuck his yum.
Yeah, well, there's no yum involved.
Wait, and then.
Where's the yum of it all?
Does he let you at least eat the little fry nubbin babies? You should.
I should. You could really make a salad out of that. You kind of. It's almost a crouton.
Yeah. Hmm. So he just eats up to the beetle and then puts wings of the
if
beetle.
I ever wanted to really ruin his life, I could really just make up anything about any place where he enjoys.
Oh.
I could say, you know what I saw there?
Oh, I thought you were going to say
I saw a woman shit on a booth at that Arby's.
This is like the people who tweet at Chipotle when they find a bay leaf in their food. But like bay leaf is for seasoning and they're like, oh, hey, Chipotle, what's this leaf doing? You've never
people
seen
do
that?
That?
Yes.
What's this leaf doing? I don't like any leaves in my food.
Well, bay leaves
when people
are for
add
cooking.
Parsley.
That's not a leaf.
Tell me it's
what? It's a what? Microgreen, I think.
That's a microaggression. Aggression?
Microaggression, I think.
Oh,
is
yeah,
the
yeah,
word
yeah.
You're looking
microdermabrasion.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I think that's when you get like
that's
a facial.
That's the first thing I do every morning. I say hello into the mirror and then I get my microdermabrasion. That's
and
the end
then
of the first story.
You have your
my concoction.
So did you even tell me what you do in the morning?
Why did we get? Why were we
so
talking about the concoction?
So then you take your spoon.
So I use my big spoon. Yep. That's where I was.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I get out all my things for my concoction. So I get my cup and my big spoon.
What are you making?
My concoction.
Okay, let's hear it. I've been waiting.
It's a scoop of pre-workout because I'm about to go to the gym.
Didn't you say your pre-workout makes you like...
Yeah. Oh, my God. The other day I used
Too much? You no. OD'd on pre-workout?
Almost. I used somebody else's pre-workout. I was in my Uber on my way to the gym. I was in Venice. And so it was out of my comfort zone. I was in a different area. I felt very, like, out of place. And in the Uber, my whole face started going numb. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm having an adult heart attack or whatever adults have. I don't know. And I got out of the car. I was on fire. And then I texted that boy who gave me his
pre-workout. Oh, he gave you his pre-workout.
Oh, baby. Oh, honey. And I told him, what the fuck did you give me? And he goes, you're about to feel it. If you're starting to feel a numb face, you're about to feel it.
I don't like this.
Anyway, really gave me my pump. So I use my pre-workout, some fiber. I take my fish oil.
You mix it all together in the same cup.
And then, what's that?
Gummy vitamin?
No, well, that's my treat at the end.
Emergency.
An emergency.
You mix pre-workout, emergency, Metamucil, and a fish oil vitamin.
And the grand finale, which is, I'm now remembering why I started this story.
A Splenda.
They have these little packets of Propel.
That was it?
That's it.
You mix a Propel and an emergency?
They have Propel. Yes, bitch.
You mix this all in together.
Oh, it's a thick, thick drink. It's really not good. It's not right. And everything's a different fruit flavor. So by the end of it, it's just brown.
It's like when you mixed all the slushes together at the Dairy Queen.
It's not right.
And you called it like a suicide slush.
We don't stigmatize suicide.
Well, that's what they called it in Jackson, Michigan.
No. Yeah, I'm sure.
Ignorant. You get a little bit of every little pop in the soda fountain at the Burger King.
That's fucked up.
That's like, what's that called? Crazy time pop time.
No, that's a real concoction.
Crazy time soda flavor.
Oh, baby.
You get a little orange Fanta.
Can we talk
Dr.
about something?
Pepper.
Why do people act like root beer floats are good?
I love it. For a long time, I couldn't have a root beer float.
What happened to you? A beetle?
I had a root beer, and then I fainted at Shipshawana. Have you ever been to Shipshawana? You know what that is? That's the most Midwest thing that's ever happened, right?
I haven't thought about Shipshawana since my Aunt Juju offered to take me on a trip.
For those of you who don't know, Shipshawana is like this big outdoor kind of flea markety thing. I think in Indiana.
Where is it?
It's like Indiana.
The only time I've been to Indiana is when I totaled my car.
My mom. She loved Shipshawana.
I'm sure she did. Didn't
every year when we went camping, we would take one day.
What the fuck is Shipshawana?
I don't even know why it's called that. But I had an A&W root beer, and it was a little warm because it was 100 degrees, and I fainted. And I'm sure it had nothing to do with...
Shipshawana is not a bad drag name. Now that you're telling a different story and I'm thinking about something else, Shipshawana.
You know what? Like, I have the most stories. You know what else happened at Shipshawana? My little brother, when he was like...
Which one?
Cody. I only have one little brother.
Right.
When he was like 4, I don't know, how old's a baby that you carry in your arms?
Honestly, when I see a child, he was 2. I think, is that child 1? Is that child 9? I don't know.
I think I'm pretty good now at like 1 and 2, and then it just jumps and I can't tell when they're 10.
I got a gift for my niece, and it was like a kid's book, okay? And... She opened it. No, she was not even aged into it.
Uh-huh.
And all of my siblings were like, that's a bit advanced for that old of a child. I said, I don't fucking know what to do with your dumb kid. Your kid is not dumb. I love your child. But in my mind, I'm thinking, it was not my choice for you to have a kid.
Right.
Don't expect me to know how to raise it.
Right.
Did you hear that?
Where did that come from?
Shipshawana!
No, when I was at Shipshawana, when I was like 9, and my little brother must have been 2 or something, he threw up all over me at Shipshawana. Blue puke all down my shirt. My mom
did
was,
it look like a concoction?
Bitch, I had to like throw out my shirt, and then I had
is really the body's concoction.
Then I had to walk around.
If you think about it,
I had to walk around shirtless at Shipshawana.
Were you looking snatched? How old were you?
I had to find the first t-shirt booth I could find, and then
t-shirt.
My mom had to buy me a new t-shirt. But there was like a dollar limit.
Was the only t-shirt available? I imagine the only shirts available in Shipshawana are those big, oversized, long ones that are like spray painted like a sexy body.
You
on.
Know what I got? I got a t-shirt with like a Far Side cartoon on it. I think those are like dumb ones, right?
Cool.
And it had,
I liked Far Side. I would collect the Far Side books.
Bitch, well, I might have a t-shirt in my mom's basement with your name on it.
If it's small enough, it can be a crop top.
No, I was like maybe 10 or 11. I don't know. How old are children when they get puked on at Shipshawana?
1 or 9. I don't know.
So I got puked on once and I passed out. And that's why I'll never go back to Shipshawana.
And that's what you missed on Glee.
It really is. That's the whole thing. So you're going to tell me about your Apple Watch or no?
Well, bitch.
Is it good for catching Pokemon or no?
I was just about to say.
You just hatch all the eggs?
It's really. Yes. See, look, Pokemon is going right now. The amount of eggs that I hatch.
This is ridiculous.
Even while I'm just walking around the gym yesterday.
No.
I was just skirting around, skiddly-doodly-doo, going upstairs, downstairs, this way, that way. And it was really tracking my steps.
Wow.
Girl. Yeah.
Does it
and like... then it'll vibrate every... I don't have it turned on for vibration for when it tells me about Pokemon, because you'd have to go to your phone.
To then catch, to go it. Catch it. But you can just do for like...
you can swipe Pokestops. So, bitch, I am really cashing
in. I'm always maxed out on my items anyway.
Yeah. How many items are you able to carry?
I think like 500 or 450.
I'm at 950 and I'm always to the max.
What?
Yeah.
You have 950 items.
For some reason, I thought it was... a good decision.
That's
to spend real life money.
You're ridiculous.
To make my bag bigger even, in Pokemon.
Can you
Go.
Tell me how many you have in your Pokedex?
Is this a Pokedex update?
I mean, I think it is. Somebody was really going off. They were like, guys have been gone for 8 months and you're not even gonna update us on your seen and caught Pokedexes.
I have a feeling I'm doing better than you.
I think you are, but you know what, bitch?
This is a safe space.
This is a safe space.
It's all about the growth and the journey and the whatever and the.
I should tell the people at home that you're really bad at trading Pokemon because you think I'm going to give you my unknown for some garbage character that you have when it's not going to happen.
Well, I find you to be not non-collaborative.
I'll help
in
you
in that way.
Scratch
you're
your
very
back.
No but.
I'll scratch my back if you scratch my back.
Okay,
too.
So the Kanto League.
Okay,
I have 149.
Bitch, 150.
Fuck you. The Johto League.
Good. Yeah.
I have 92.
I have 93.
Oh, fuck you.
You're just realizing you must just be a Hoenn.
I am. So in the Hoenn League, yep. You have?
110.
Oh. I have 111.
Bitch.
So you still have one more than me. Wow. I've caught 352. I've seen 356.
Ooh, I'm at 353 caught and 362 seen.
Wow, you
really...
You
know I love to look.
Yeah,
you know?
She's a peekaboo queen.
You know I love to look. I mean, I needed that moon, and ever since I got that dumb moon, now it's like back in business.
We're cooking with gas.
Yeah, the moon, what is it called? I don't know.
Lunar, I'm
the moon
sure.
Pokemon, I was... watching TV by myself in the living room. It was like midnight on a weekday, and I saw there was a moon like 3 blocks away, and I must have run out the front door. My roommate texted me, was like, girl, where are you going? And he always says, are you off catching Pokemon, when he thinks I'm doing like grinder tricks. So he's like, oh, she went to catch a Pokemon.
You literally did, though.
But I really did. I had to go 3 blocks to catch that moon.
You told a story in the group chat about your roommate going on a grinder hookup. What happened? I really ignored it because that group chat is a lot right now.
So... truly, when either myself or my roommate are accusing the other of going on like a grinder hookup, we usually say, oh, are you going to catch a Pokemon? Because that's what he always accuses me of, even though 90% of the time I'm really just going to catch a Pokemon.
Right.
And so I said, where are you off to? Are you going to go catch a Pokemon? And he said, I got to go get carrots for my uncle. And I thought,
Uncle Gary? No!
I thought, this is not right.
Is that a euphemism? I have to go get carrots for my uncle?
That's what I say.
Or is that a real thing?
He goes, I swear to God, I really got to go get carrots for my uncle. And I was like, what are you talking about? Turns out his uncle was the one street over from us, and they were doing carriage rides for locals.
Is this all a euphemism?
No, this is true. His uncle.
None of this is true.
His uncle
was... His uncle is a carriage ride person?
You know he's from like... Northern California, where they have...
Shipshawana.
You know he's from the Shipshawana of California.
Right. And wait, his uncle is one of those people that abuses horses?
What do you mean, abuses? The horses come, and then people get in a carriage, and then they ride down
abuse.
The street.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. The horses seem to like it. They got carrots out of it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you would like a carrot
if you were
an animal slave.
I said, we got some of those little baby carrots in the fridge if you want to take those. And he goes, no, he needs the long uncut ones. And I go, girl, are you sure this isn't a euphemism?
This is all a euphemism.
And that's what it happened. And then he had to take a picture of him with the carrots at Whole Foods to prove to me that he wasn't S&D. Well, I don't even care.
You don't even care.
It. I just love a carrot. Wow.
Well.
So the whole point of your story was that there was a little bit of Propel in that drink.
The point of the story was you said all Gatorades have orange tops. Propel is a off-brand Gatorade. Well, it's the same brand.
Well, it's the like Jonto version of Gatorade.
Thank you. It's the zero-calorie Gatorade.
But I don't think the Propels have orange tops, just the classics.
Okay, well...
And don't even get
all
me started.
All squares are rectangles and all rectangles are squares. What's the truth?
Don't get me started.
So the point is I use these little packets and mine are purple. That was the point of my
it's
story.
It's a grape flavor?
It's grape. So I you want to know how gross my concoction is?
Tell me.
My fiber powder is orange.
Yep.
My
Propel is grape.
Propel is purple.
Your emergency
my
is...
emergency is
raspberry.
Pink. Because I use pink lemonade. My
pre-workout
is... My pre-workout is like a red, because it's a fucking watermelon. And then...
Your fish oil is...
Oh, my fish oil. Those are pills. But those make me burp. I think I'm going to get the burpless ones, but I feel like, why not just make all of them burpless? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that was a thing. Wow. And cool. Then what does it taste like? Fruit punch. Oh, we decided
and it looks
all
like
the pop
you,
flavors
yes,
together.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
Proud of you.
Cool story.
Yeah, that's it. And look, that got you right to 30 minutes.
I'm really good at telling a story very quickly.
Yep, thank you. So, I loved that story.
Anyway, I guess I'll see you next week.
Okay.